All right, Rough Riders fans. Yesterday, we sat down with Riders righty Zach Bryant following his immaculate inning in Game 3 of this series for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. If you missed Part 1 then, good news. Here's Part 2 now. So you started your fitness journey, and you mentioned it a little bit that you started to help others. What inspired you the first time to lend your advice to other people?
I would say what inspired me the first time was, once I started to see changes in myself, of course, other people started to see changes in myself and would talk to me about it, and kind of hearing the things that, you know, I heard my whole life that eventually I learned weren't exactly true. And hearing other people talk about it like it is true, I almost felt the need to kind of enlighten them. Like when someone says like salads are healthy and stuff like that, it's like, well, not necessarily. Salads end up being, really, lettuce is nothing. Like lettuce is literally just water and maybe a tiny bit of fiber. So like it becomes just a vessel to deliver dressing. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's really not healthy. And like, there's a bunch of other things that like people think are healthy and aren't, or aren't healthy and really are, especially in terms of like losing weight. It really just comes down to like, you know, calories in, calories out, and kind of enlightening people that like, you know, something like granola that people think is super healthy and like, oh, I'm going on a diet, so I'm gonna have granola with my yogurt. It's like, well, that's the same exact calories as like Lucky Charms. Like it's not exactly healthy. So kind of like, I hate to say correcting people on that, but like kind of enlightening people on things like that, once I learned it and learned more about it, definitely started to drive like helping people to learn it more and understand it more.
And then younger baseball players as well. What feeling does it bring you to help out younger baseball players trying to do the same thing?
It brings me a really good feeling when those guys are, when they believe in me and then they trust me and actually, you know, implement the things that I'm trying to teach them, and then they see results. I see that my help got them, or at least helped them to get those results. I mean, it's a great feeling because it's allowing me to give some of the guidance that I sort of wish I had at that time, because a lot of the, at least, like I said, the lowest hanging fruit for me was definitely my weight. So it's like, if I had that guidance at that time or even earlier, then when I eventually learned more about that stuff, had I had that earlier, I mean, who knows what would have happened? Who knows where I would have been? Being able to help people definitely gives me a great feeling, because it's something that I wish I had earlier on.
I saw that you also inspired your parents to make their own transformation. What's the story there, and what did that mean to you?
Of course they saw me along the way and make my changes and learn all I have. So similar to how I was talking about how I'd kind of correct people or like kind of enlighten people to kind of like the truths of it, I would end up doing that to them as well. And then they decided that they wanted to lose some weight. So, of course, they saw me over the years, you know, change the way I did. So then I just would drop little tidbits. I didn't, like, sit down and have a full-on, like, health 101 with them. But, you know, I helped out where I could and kind of, like, left the rest on them. Because ultimately, too, it's like, like I mentioned before, if they're trying to make, like, a complete 180 to get to where they want to go, I mean, it's just going to be, you'll end up binging or you'll end up crashing out on the diet. Like, it's not going to happen. So just making little changes along the way and keeping it to where it's like a sustainable diet, a sustainable lifestyle is kind of like, it is the way to go. So I did my best to just kind of help them with that and learn how to get there, and proud of them. They did it.
And from what I've heard, the passion pushed you to go even further into bodybuilding this off season. What was that like?
So, this off season, I was actually a free agent. So, didn't know if I was going to be playing again, so I got a little head start on my post-baseball aspirations of just, yeah, being a bodybuilder. So, I was lifting like a bodybuilder all off season, and it was a blast. And then fortunately I got the call that, you know, I was going to be a Texas Ranger. So once that happened, I still kept up with baseball, I still kept up with mobility, so that you know, if I did get another opportunity, I wouldn't be too far off the wagon. But fortunately got that call, so I wasn't too far off. So then I put the bodybuilding stuff to the side for a little bit again and started focusing on baseball a little bit more. It's definitely on the agenda for post-baseball.
So from immaculate inning to the next Mr. Olympia.
that would be a dream come true. That is the goal.
What's the difference between bodybuilding and hypertrophy lifting and baseball work?
I mean, yeah, hypertrophy training is like you are just trying to pack on as much muscle as possible with, you know, definitely less regard to like power output and flexibility. But I mean, too, in a sense, there's still a lot of similarities where it's like, I always have a running joke, like every time we work out, like I always rip arm farm and at the end of it, and, you know, guys will comment on it and stuff like that. And I'll just be like, hey, you don't throw with your legs. You know, I make that joke when I'm ripping arms, but there's a lot of similarities between the two. It's more so just like how you train. Like bodybuilders are doing squats, baseball players are doing squats. How are you doing them? So just kind of switching up the focus a little bit.
Last question for you. Can you define what arm farm is for those who don't know?
Just getting a nasty pump, ripping as many bicep curls as possible and, you know, tricep extensions, and just, you always got to finish it off with a pose down in the mirror. But yeah, just getting a pretty good arm pump.
You heard it here first from Zach Bryant. Zach, thank you for the time.
Of course.
We've got more coming up on the Cacique pregame show. Stick around after a break for Starting Lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. We'll be right back.